What is your reaction to Coach announcing Rocks as start? You'll be in the third on Thursday.
Well, you know, the scrimmage is the same way. In the sense that, you know, I was the second guy to step out on the Brown team. I think this is just another step in the process of me trying to get better. You know, this whole training camp is about me developing and going out and performing when my number's called. And, you know, when it comes to Thursday night, you know, it's been said that I'll be the third guy to step out there. When I step out, it's time to perform.
You still get one reps, you know?
I have no idea. Once again, it's my job to perform when he calls my number. It's with ones, twos, threes. Is it a preseason rep, a training camp rep, a game rep? Whenever my number's called, I'm going to go play. Everything that I've been doing up until now to try to develop and become the best quarterback I can. Whenever my number's called, I'll go out there and perform the way I know how to.
When you look at the film from Friday night, what did you see?
You know, I see a lot of room for improvement, a lot of room to you know, take my game to the next level. And you know, after watching that, it definitely plays right into where I think I am, and that's a guy who's looking to learn as much as I possibly can, a guy who has some consistency things I need to clean up, and that there's still a lot of work for me to do before I become the quarterback that I want to become one day.
Where do you think you have improved? We always ask you what you need to do to get better, but where do you think you have improved?
You know, my fundamentals, I finally know who I am as a passer after spending that time in this offseason, you know, with the guys out in Southern California. I was able to really, you know, define who I am with my throwing mechanics, you know, how I use my hips and things like that. So mechanically, I think I improved quite a bit, and I'm still becoming more comfortable with the playbook. You know, the more you spend reps with it, the more time you spend with that playbook, the better you're going to become with it.
On the list of things you want to improve on, where is accuracy ranked?
That's always going to be number one. This game doesn't work at the quarterback position if you can't put the ball in the receiver. The things that separate the guys from good to great are typically being able to make passes and complete passes when there's tough defenders on them, and when they're in man-to-man situations, and it's mano-a-mano, it's up to the quarterback to make sure he puts the ball where he needs to be.
Have you been disappointed in your accuracy at practice?
Disappointed, no. Do I think I'm getting better? Absolutely. You know, this is a process, and that's a message that's been continued to be passed to me since the day that I stepped foot here in Berea. And as long as I continue to try to get better and continue to do the things that coaches line for me, then, you know, hopefully one day I'll be able to be at the level that I want to be at.
Deshaun, you've been in quarterback competitions before. How vital is it, do you think, for this team or one of you guys to take the job and run with it now?
I think it's very vital. You know, there needs to be a pecking order in order for, you know, the leadership to happen the way it needs to. My experiences within quarterback competitions was one where, you know, there was a 1A, 1B situation. And once we finally defined that, you know, there is a true one guy, then that guy was able to take it over and communicate the way he needs to. You know, Brock was named that guy, and this week he's already, you know, out there, you know, running things the way he needs to run them as a true one quarterback. And, you know, if that guy does happen to change to a new guy, then that guy needs to step in that week and treat it as if it's his team. So I think that this is an awesome opportunity for me now to watch the way Brock takes over this number one spot. You know, he has a lot of experience being a starting quarterback and playing in some big games, and I'm looking forward to learning from the way he approaches the game now.
When we talked to Hugh, he said just because whoever started the preseason opener doesn't mean that it's the way it would be for week one of the regular season. Did he give you guys the same message?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is the decision that was made today, and tomorrow's tomorrow, and the next day is the next day. But I think that right now this is just an opportunity for myself to, once again, you know, see what Brock does in this number one spot. He's the guy in there with the most experience. So to have this opportunity as a learning opportunity for me is going to be very valuable for my career.
Well, Deshaun, when Hugh talks about accuracy to the quarterback, is there a number he finds acceptable? I'm talking completion percentage.
I mean, when he talks accuracy about the quarterbacks, it's simply put the ball in the guy's face. You know, make sure that the ball's where it needs to be, and different routes call for different ball placement. We spend quite a bit of time making sure that we're going over that in our notes. And once again, it's our ball to just try to put it on his face and put it in the catchable position.
What was their message to the coaches to bring all four of you guys in and kind of explain what the situation is?
No, he told us who was going to be the first guy to step out on Thursday. He's going to be the second, the third, and the fourth. And from there, you know, we'll see how this practice goes and how training camp continues to go within that. And the message will be kind of created within ourselves on how we want to go about this quarterback competition, you know, man to man.
Thank you.
any sense of disappointment that it wasn't you?
I'm a competitor. It's my ultimate goal to be out there playing. You know, we put in a lot of work to do what we do, and you know, I would love to be the guy who's stepping out there as a starting guy. But until then, you know, this is still part of the process. You know, we've been able to, obviously, you know, have a certain path that they want me to take, and Coach Jackson's been pushing me along that path, and I'm moving at the pace that I think is acceptable at the time, and hopefully one day, you know, I will be the guy to step out there on game day as the first guy to take reps. But for now, it's about just, you know, maximizing opportunities that are given to me.
What do you think Thursday night is going to be like, and what do you need to show, want to show?
No idea. I've never played an NFL game. I'm excited to see what it's like. But I do think that it's a cool opportunity for me to go out there and play against some new faces, a new defense, try to, you know, compete with a new defensive coordinator. You know, we're having fun out here going at it every day, and it feels like you're playing a new defense every rep in the sense that Greg Williams has a bunch of different looks. But finally we get to go out there and take out this, you know, this toughness, this drive that this team has been able to develop on a different team, and really compare ourselves up against, you know, a new face rather than going against each other every day.